A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sukkah Memhei, Sukkah 45a, pagination page 89, towards the bottom of the page, five lines up. The first word on the line is Mina, and then we begin with Amar Rabbi Avahu. The Gemara's topic over here is describing how they surrounded the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash with the Aravos during Sukkot, and the description very meticulously in the last few lines over here was how the Aravos were very tall and they draped over the top of the Mizbeach. The words of the Gemara here are Gevohos Achad Eser Amo. They were 11 Amos tall, and they were positioned in such a way at the side of the Mizbeach that they would drape over the top of the Mizbeach. Amar Rabbi Avo said, "My kara," what's the pasuk that describes what they were doing? Shenemar, the pasuk in Tehillim says, "Isru chag ba'avosim ad karnos ha-Mizbeach." We're doing something until the corners of the Mizbeach. And Rashi tells us to translate Isru Chag Ba'avosim. Isru means surround. Chag, the holiday. Ba'avosim, with branches or trees, until the corners of the Mizbeach. And that's this observance where they took the Aravos and surrounded the Mizbeach on the holiday with trees, with branches. Now, the Gemara goes on with alternative insights into this pasuk. We're familiar with the term Isru Chag. The Rama mentions it in Tav Chav Tes, where Isru Chag describes the day after Yom Tov. Isru meaning to bind something, ba'avosim, with ropes. Ad karnos ha-mizbeach, the person is saying as if I want to remain close to the Mizbeach. Yom Tov is over, but I don't really want to leave. The word Isru, as in Beis Asurim, which means a jail, seems to indicate that there's a fence of sorts that's being built literally or figuratively. And the question is going to be, if we're focusing on the fence itself, as in the drasha that we just used, Isru, surround the Mizbeach, build a fence around it, out of avosim, out of branches, or we might be talking about a figurative fence, which is either fencing the person in or fencing the person out. We know, for example, that the word asur could either mean that you're fenced in, as in the case of a jail, or fenced off limits, perhaps that the item is asur, or you're asur to the item, but there's a fence in between you and the item. It's prohibited. So again, our first drasha over here, Isru means surround the Mizbeach, but we're familiar with the word Isru Chag, which we may encounter later, and the second understanding of Rashi, of one of the later drashas, we're familiar with it with bind me to the Mizbeach, which is an expression of love, an expression of I don't really want to leave. Let's continue in the Gemara at the end of the line. Aleph Reish, Amar Rabbi Avahu, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kolanota Lulav Ba'agudo V'Hadas Ba'avoso. Anybody who takes the Lulav wrapped properly, V'Hadas Ba'avoso, and the Hadas with its ring, braided type leaves, Mala Alav Akosav Ki'ilu Bana Mizbeach V'Ikrav Alav Karbon, it's as if he came close to the Mizbeach and brought what people bring by the Mizbeach. They bring a karban. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, and this is a different drasha on the same Pasuk, Isru Chag Ba'avosim, bind the holiday with the Hadas, with the Anatz Eitz Avos. Ad Karnos HaMizbeach, and it's as if you came to the corners of the Mizbeach. So over here we're using the word Isru, not as a fence, like in a field, but binding something together, tying it together, a fence around the item. And you're doing it with Avos and with the Hadas, and we're being told that there's some correlation at Karnos HaMizbeach, that the Zuchus is as if you came to the Mizbeach. And certainly, if in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they used to do the Hakafos by the Mizbeach, and this Pasuk indicates that taking the Lulav has some correlation to bringing Karbanos, obviously, there's a lot of depth here that these two mitzvahs match. And even if you can't do the Lulav around the Mizbeach, there still is some sort of correlation between the two. The Gemara continues and gives us an additional drasha from the same pasuk. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Mishim Rabbi Shimon ben Yochi, Rabbi Yechanan Mishim Rabbi Shimon Amachuzi, Mishim Rabbi Yechanan Amakusig, Kol Ha'osa Isur Lachag. Anybody who makes a bond to the holiday, Ba'achila Ushasiyah, with food and drink, meaning he makes it festive, he makes it oneg, Rashi uses the word, makes it enjoyable. We use such an expression regarding Shabbos on Friday night. Am medushnei oneg, a nation that's saturated with joy in Shabbos. So if a person does that successfully, it's as if he built a mizbeach, v'ikrivalav karban, and he brought a karban, shenemar, again, the same pasuk. It's all a discussion of how to understand the first words of the pasuk, but it's isru chag ba'avosim ad karnos ha-mizbeach, until the corners of the mizbeach. So what's the explanation of the first words of the pasuk? Rashi tells us, isru, from the word bond, to tie you together, in this case, ba'avosim, with something of, with something fat. Rashi says, the drush over here is explaining it as behemos avos ushemenos, animals that are fat, fatty, very healthy animals that were shecht, and you produce the meat for the meal, very festive. And if a person does that, he binds the holiday, ba'avosim, with enjoyable foods, it's considered ad karnos ha-mizbeach, until the corners of the Mizbeach. The Marsha, in a fascinating approach, isn't comfortable translating Isur the way Rashi does, apparently. He objects. And he wants to understand the word Isur the way we use it a lot more in contemporary usage, to mean forbidden. And the Marsha says that the real mark of a Torah-observed festival is that you observed it in a way that included isur, that included discipline, that a person doesn't go over the top in the festivities. There are levels of restriction. Someone pointed out to me, this fascinating perspective, a mother cuddling the child, even though that's the clear picture of love and devotion, but even there has to be discipline. The mother can't hug the child so tightly that, God forbid, she crushes the child. There has to be, even in the love and even in the bond, there has to be isur. There has to be prohibition or discipline as to what it is that we do and what it is that we don't do. And the Marsha therefore learns, Shelo le'echol achila gasa, v'shelo yishtaker yose midai, not to eat an absurd amount, and not to drink an improper amount. She'eno l'shem shemayim, because then you've gone beyond, and it's no longer for the sake of heaven. Oso moso, shelo achal v'shasa, the Marsha says, that which you did not eat and drink, that amount that you didn't consume is considered your devotion, your karban on the Mizbeach. It's very interesting that on Shabbos we have a special pasuk that we add on before we have Kriyas HaTorah by Mincha. We say a pasuk, Va'ani sifilasi l'cha Hashem es ratzon. It's a special es ratzon. It's a special time. And the explanation that's given in Hilcha Shabbos, Simen Reish Tzadi Beis, is that the person was able to have all of his enjoyment of Shabbos, but nevertheless, we're controlled. And because we're controlled, and now, even after the festivities, we're able to come and we're able to read from the Torah, so that balance is an opportunity to ask for a special Eis Ratzon, a favorable moment. And therefore, the Mefarshim point out that on Yom Kippur, when we're fasting, even though it has the same status as Shabbos in terms of Malachas, it's Shabbos Shabboson, the great Shabbos, but since we're not eating, we don't have that type of festivity, we do not recite Va'anis Filasi Eis Ratzon, because that balance wasn't required of us. And as the Marsha is describing, that balance of not going overboard, that amount that you restrain yourself, is a very special Isur Lachag, a special prohibition of the holiday, and that, the Marsha describes, is what you're bringing on the Mizbeach by actually not eating the amount that would be overboard. Yeshe Koach, have a wonderful day.